Hello, it is the 23rd of May 2019, and today we have the World and the Six of Wands reversed and the Three of Swords reversed. The world has turned. A cycle has completed, a major achievement, a life goal, an accomplishment, or accomplishments of which you can be very proud. This is a high-level card, the World, number 21 and the last of the major arcana. This is our world, whatever it is we've made of it, on whatever scale that resonates. The end of the world as we know it, or certainly the end of your world as you know it. Today, in the past position, this is the end of the world as we knew it. But you did what you set out to do, and you may have even been all over the world. You've lived an extraordinary life. Next phase. The World card is very trippy in any deck, a dancer in space, dancing to the music of the spheres, in harmony with the universe, encircled in a laurel wreath tied closed with a red ribbon, Morgan Greer deck. Blue and peaceful, this is the end of an era that should be acknowledged and celebrated. But the next card in the present position is in the reverse, so we have to ask why. Upright, the fiery, justifiably proud Six of Wands, fire, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, Jupiter, is a card of success and public recognition. This would be and should be a human getting his or her due, but in the reverse, they're not or feel they're not. This is odd because the human in question certainly deserves it. They are very worldly indeed, but in the reverse, the proud rider on the white horse, or her, rather than holding his laurels, that is his prize of a round green wreath, also tied with a red ribbon, as on the World card, is being held down. He or she is either resting on past laurels or, as the Chinese say, hiding your light under a bushel, or both. I don't feel the former. As a matter of fact, he or she may be dropping the title or prize, public recognition, and all. The Defensive Seven is the next card in the suit, the Justify Your Enviable Position card, and who needs that? Mob mentality, well, what can you say about it? They can turn on you pretty quick. On the other hand, this could be someone who is having a hard time letting go of a phase of their life. These same three cards would resonate differently with people in their 20s, 30s, etc., but of course there are major phases throughout. The college football star may have as hard of a time moving on from what he, or she I suppose, considers the peak of his life as the aging movie star played by Gloria Swanson in Hollywood Boulevard. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. But the same rule applies to all. Today could be our last day, and with that in mind, we consider the stormy, painful Three of Swords in the future position. Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, Capricorn, Virgo, Saturn, Mercury, and today in the reverse. Tons of cluster, right? The upright three hurts to look at. A red heart is stabbed from all sides by three swords, one of them dripping blood. Black clouds darken our potentially blue sky, yet there is a soft golden glow around the heart. It beats yet still. Aw. This is heart healing. The heart does heal itself, literally, so there is that. Get yourself some CBD oil. This is a healing of the heart, mainly in the form of forgiveness of self and others, but the college football player, physically, may just not be able to play anymore. He can either look back proudly and move on or be depressed about it. This could be coming out of a period of grief. Let the healing begin. Have a good day. Bye.